When we turn from having our points of view, we discover things to be thankful for. The First Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 34 to 36. Let us turn to the First Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 34 to 36. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may see glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said Amen and praised the Lord. As we live our lives, how we view things, in which perspectives, are important. If we see things with the black glasses on, then everyone seems to be in black. If we see things with the transparent glasses on, then everything in this world seems to be bright looking. Even in the same world, there are people who are thankful and also there are people who always complain and blame. The turning point of life is important. In other words, we need to change our viewpoints. The viewpoints of the positive people and the negative people are very different. When people look at the roses, there are people who are amazed at the beauty of the roses, but also there are people who dislike roses because there are thorns on roses. Also, when people look at the chrysanthemums, there are people who are pleased with the aroma of these flowers, but also there are people who complain about these flowers due to the bad smell. When people look at the amount of water contained in a cup, there are people who are satisfied. People say there is water in a cup, whereas other people might say only half of water is left in a cup. There are people who get annoyed because the water is not fully filled up in a cup. When people look at the others, there are people who look at the good sides in people, and also there are people who look at the weak sides in people. How we view things depend on the differences in perspectives. Our thoughts as well, we need to turn our negative viewpoints to positive ones. Our minds as well, we need to turn our complaints and blames to gratefulness. This is the turning point of happiness. One day, Dr. Norman Peel was traveling on a train. The people who sat down on the opposite side from him continued to complain. They were a middle-aged couple. They complained about the seats of the train and the covers of the seats. They even complained about the staff on the train and so on. Their complaints continued on and on. The husband of the complaining couple could not be bothered listening to the complaints from his wife anymore. He suddenly greeted Dr. Peel. "Hi, I am a lawyer and my wife works in manufacturing." Dr. Peel asked him, "What kind of manufacturing is your wife in?" The husband laughed and said, "My wife is a manufacturer of complaints. Wherever she goes, she can make the things to complain about very well." That is right. The children of God need to look for the things to be thankful for, wherever we go. The thoughts, minds, languages, and actions as well, we need to have turning points in life. We need to turn our complaints to gratefulness, and turn our hopelessness to hope. We can find happiness when we turn from our negative perspectives to positive ones. Do not think that I am unlucky at all. When we turn our points of view, happiness is just around the corner. In our words today, it talks about giving thanks to God. Thank God for the saving grace and thank God for saving all from Egypt. It is a confession of thanksgiving to God for His goodness from the beginning and forevermore. David placed the Ark of the Covenant in the temple in Jerusalem. After he had done that, he was overwhelmed with thankfulness. First of all, he told his people to thank God first and praise God. In the Ark of the Covenant, there were a few things. Firstly, there was a stick of Aaron that had budded. The life was contained in it. Secondly, there was manna. This was a daily bread that God given every day. Thirdly, the Ten Commandments were contained in it. The Ten Commandments listed the ways to honor God for people to follow till they get to the heaven. In other words, the Ark of the Covenant meant the presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant was of high value to them like this, and when this was placed in the temple of the Lord, David was so overwhelmed and touched. That was why David shouted to everyone to give thanks to God. This is what a person who knows the grace of God is like. Grace is about understanding that there are things to be thankful for. I hope you will look back in the past year and account the year with thanksgiving. First of all, when we think of things in the perspective of God, we can discover many things to be thankful for. Let us turn to verse 34 together. Verse 34 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever." It is because we get to understand everything as the providence of God. So David said, "Give thanks for God's goodness and kindness." When we see things in the perspective of God, everything seems to be the things to be thankful for. The faith is turning my points of view to God's points of view. From the point of looking at things in perspective of God, everything changes. The standards in determining success that we seek and the criteria in determining happiness and blessings change. When we see things in perspective of God, the issues that I have seem extremely immaterial and so insignificant. It is all because the issues are not for me to solve by myself, but these are the issues that God needs to solve for me. Therefore, the issues do not appear as issues to me anymore. It is all because we look at the mightiness of God. The heart that worships God as well, when we think of this in the perspective of God, the attitude gets changed. We get to think first whether this worship is the one that God considers as acceptable. When we pray as well, when we look at the things in the perspective of God, the level of the things that we ask God for gets changed. It is because we get to correctly understand who actually hears our prayers. We understand the fact with a strong conviction that prayer is not what a person hears, but what God receives. A difference between the complaints and thanksgiving is having a different viewpoint. Have a look at the complaints of the people in the Bible. They believed in God, but they did not fix their eyes on God. They looked at their circumstances only. They did not remember the work of God, the blessings of God, which led them till then. They only focus their thinking on the uncomfortable conditions and the difficulties at present time only. Because they thought of God in their own perspectives, they blamed on God. We need to change our perspectives. We need to change our physical eyes to be the spiritual eyes. We need to change our worldly thinking to godly thinking. We need to change our own perspectives to the perspectives of God. This is the turning point of having a different perspective. When we think of things in the perspective of God, we get to understand that everything is to be thankful for. Look at the people who give thanks in hard times. A person who understood this in the Bible was Job. He did not give thanks because his circumstances were favorable. In fact, Job had extremely difficult times, which he could not possibly put up with by himself. Firstly, the Chaldeans robbed his herds of sheep. Secondly, the storm blew and his house was completely wrecked. Thirdly, his children were wounded and died. Fourthly, the body of Job had painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. The sores were extremely painful. Fifthly, his wife left him by saying, "If God was alive, then how could he ever do such thing to us? Just go and die." She cursed him and left him. If you were in these kinds of circumstances, how would you have reacted? When Job did not have anything to rely upon, and when he could not see any hope left, Job did not blame on God. He did not choose to be foolish. On the other hand, in Job, chapter 1, verse 21, Job confessed like this, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away, may the name of the Lord be praised." He was firm that he would not be foolish, and he would not blame on God because of all these. It was because Job knew that all the sovereign power belonged to God. Because Job looked at the things in the perspective of God, he could give these kinds of confessions to God. In the future, God multiplied his blessings for Job twice as much from what Job had lost before and blessed him richly. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Turn away from complaining and I hope you will restore your gratefulness. Our complaints and blames are from thinking in our own perspectives. It is because we think of God in our own perspectives. When we see God in our own perspectives, there are so many instances where we would not be able to understand God. When we get mistreated and unfairly treated, why is God being quiet? The disciples were like that. When they were telling gospel to others, people did not accept it easily from them. When the disciples faced rejection, they told the Lord, "Lord, let them be burned by fire, send fire on them." They asked God to punish them, asked God to show them power. For all these times, they saw Jesus casting away the demons, healing the sick, feeding a few thousands on an empty field. They saw the power of God with their own eyes. But why is the Lord with such power, remaining quiet? Why is He not performing any miracles? This is how we think of God. This is our selfish points of view in regards to God. When the Lord was carrying the cross on His back, when Satan tried to fool Him by saying, "If you are the Son of God, then jump down," Jesus remained silent. If we were asked to do these things, we could have jumped down easily and punished all, such as this, we would wonder by ourselves. Why did God remain silent in these situations? I think the disciples wondered the same way. They would have thought the same thing. But this is our points of view. In God's point of view, carrying the cross was honoring the will of God. As we get more spiritually mature, we get to think of the issues in the perspective of God more. If we look at the things in the perspective of God, we get to interpret all as worthy to give thanks. Everything is to be thankful for. In your lives so far, you would have had difficult times, you might have had illness, and also you might have faced failures. However, the hands of God had not left from you and still are with you. Secondly, give thanks for the saving grace. Let us turn to verse 35 together. Verse 35 says, "Cry out, save us, O God our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may see glory in your praise." Give thanks for allowing us to escape from Egypt. The people were living in Egypt as slaves for the last 400 years. And they were able to get out of that land. How emotionally moved, how emotionally touched would they have been? In the same way, when our country was controlled by Japan for 36 years, when our people were taken as captives and served as slaves, on the day when our country was declared as free from Japan, how excited and pleased were we? How grateful were we? Like this, the people of Israel escaped from Egypt, and this can also be referred to as saving grace. The biggest thing to be thankful for is that we got saved and we became the children of God. So in Exodus, chapter 23, verse 15, it says, "Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread, for 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed." They thanked God for letting them come out of Egypt. How grateful is this? How grateful should we be for the fact that the destiny that was bound to be hell-bound changed to be heaven-bound? How grateful should we be for allowing us to be the citizens of heaven? How grateful should we be for allowing us to be the children of God from the children of Satan? How grateful should we be for having the right to call our Father God as our Father? In Passover, when the blood of young lamb was put on the doorway, the spirits of death passed over these households. When they saw the blood on these households, only by the blood of Lamb, they could get out of Egypt from Egypt. In other words, as Jesus shed His blood on the cross, because of His blood, we were able to become the children of God and receive the saving grace. This is a huge blessing that we need to be thankful for. God told us to be thankful for this grace. We have been immensely blessed like this. But how could we come to God with empty hands? So God set the festivals and told them not to come to Him with empty hands. You people, who got out of Egypt, do not come to me with empty hands. He told them not to adhere to the rules of the festivals with lips only, but give what you have in order to honor God. In Exodus, chapter 23, verse 15 says, "Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread, for 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed." The confession of thanksgiving that Paul said was something that showed his overwhelming emotion. Paul was so touched and moved, because he was grateful for the saving grace of God. He thanked God for letting him to be saved. In Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Have a look at the Psalms, which David wrote as he confessed his thankful hearts in words. Verses by verses, Psalms are full of confessions of thankfulness. More than anything else, the contents of thankfulness are more focused on the saving grace of God. In Psalms, chapter 116, verses 12 to 13, it says, "How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord." The fact that we became the children of God is the biggest and the best thing to be thankful for. God only answers the prayers from people who have strong conviction that they are the children of God. Only requests which the people that call God as their Father are prayers. It is because prayer is a communication that gets made in the father-children relationship. When the identities of father and the children are crystal clear, the children can ask their father what they desire with confidence. And the father listens to their requests and does as his children's wishes. We should give thanks to God, and more than anything else, give thanks to God for saving us. Thirdly, it is about the thanksgiving of Alpha and Omega. Let us turn to verse 36. It says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said amen and praised the Lord. Give thanks from everlasting to everlasting. This is giving thanks any time and in any place. People need to be the same at first and at the end. When they are poor and when are wealthy, they need to be the same. When they are ill and when they are healthy, they need to have the same kinds of minds. When they are in a low position, and when they are in a high position, they need to be the same. This refers to a confession of thanksgiving beyond time and location. But in reality, a lot of people cannot do that. When they are having a difficult time, when they are sick, they cling on to God saying that they cannot get on with their lives without God. However, once the problems disappear, they turn against God again. This is what the human hearts are like. A person who cannot be thankful for the things that they have right now, even when they have better tomorrow, they also cannot give thanks. The faith is being thankful for today and leaving tomorrow to God. There was a blind vocalist who always followed Pastor Billy Graham whenever he had the evangelism rallies. This vocalist confessed like this: "When people led me, they do not say, 'What is in front of me 100 meters ahead?' However, they tell me things such as, 'There is water in front of you, so jump over,' or 'There are stairs in front of you, so go up.' I just need to listen to what the guide says and follow the way, then I can get to the destination safely. God also leads me like this. We do not know what it would be like in 10 years' time ahead of us. We do not know what it would be like in 20 years' time. And also there is no need to know that. Step by step, if we trust God and live our lives, we would be able to reach the destination in safety." That is right. Let us give thanks for this year, as we account for the year end, and let us leave everything in the hands of God. Give thanks to God without fluctuation. Be steadily thankful to Him. Giving thanks in good circumstances only is very dangerous. In Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Daniel gave thanks to God despite his unfavorable conditions. God blessed this sincere faith of Daniel. God closed the mouths of lions and protected Daniel. My dear family in Christ, if we look at the things in the perspective of God, everything is all about the things to be thankful for. If we think about the life, from nothing, then we are grateful for a piece of clothing we have. We are grateful for a bowl of rice we have. Compared to the dead person, the fact that we have life and we are still alive is more than enough condition to be thankful for. There are only things to be thankful for. Helen Keller was a deaf, a blind and also a mute. She had three kinds of disabilities. However, she still gave thanks to God. She did not give thanks to God only because of the conditions to be thankful for. She lived her life in the perspective of God. Did we live our lives with our own perspectives? Did we live our lives continuously blaming others? I hope you will turn yourselves away from having your own perspectives and begin to view things in the perspective of God. Account the year with gratefulness and hope, and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will leave everything in the hands of God. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.